सो वर्स नंबर 26 काम क्रोध वियुक्तानां यतीनां यत चेतसां अभितो ब्रह्म निर्वाणम् वर्तते विदितात्मना टुगेदर काम क्रोध वियुक्तानां यतीनां यत चेतसां अभितो ब्रह्म निर्वाणम् वर्तते विदितात्मना सो काम क्रोध वियुक्तानां वी हैड लास्ट वीक वी हैड टॉक्ड अबाउट काम एंड क्रोध डिजायर एंड एंगर एंड लास्ट वीक दे सेड शक्नोति हैव यसोडुं प्राक विमोक्षनात् काम क्रोधोद्भवं वेगम सो पर्सन हु कैन कंट्रोल द फोर्स ऑफ डिजायर एंड एंगर इज सेड टू बी सुखी सेड टू बी अ वाइज पर्सन बट हियर वी युक्ता नाम ही सेज ही डज नॉट इवन हैव अ ट्रेस ऑफ डिजायर एंड एंगर वाई बिकॉज ही इज रीच दैट स्टेट ऑफ फुलफिलमेंट डिजायर कम्स आउट ऑफ इनकम्प्लीटनेस So if this person has discovered his inner completeness, then the desires for the worldly objects are not there and anger only comes when there is an obstacle in my desires. I want something and I didn't get it. Last week we had talked about anger. And anger at any time is a problem. Yes, in a certain situation where the situation is not right, for example, they talked about slavery or independence of India. So there is a situation which is not correct. So we make an effort to fix it, but without showing the anger, without getting into a conflict. So peacefully, so this individual, Viyuktanam, he has not even the trace of anger. And Yatinam, and he exerts, he puts an effort, and Yata Chetasam, and his thoughts are under his control. Abhito Brahma Nirvanam, this state of enlightenment, this state of liberation, Abhito, everywhere this individual experiences, everywhere, not only in selective places, but everywhere, Vartate, he sees this state of enlightenment everywhere, Vidit Atmanam. So one who has known himself or herself only can experience this state of enlightenment everywhere. So let us spend a little bit talk about, as we said, kama, krodha. We already said there is not even a trace of kama or krodha, anger or desire. Now here he uses the word vartate. Vartate means he sees it everywhere. Abhito brahma nirvanam. See, in the last verse he said that he abhigacchati, he reaches that state of enlightenment. But once he has understood, then he sees that enlightenment everywhere. See, you and I, maybe when we are sitting in this class, we might think, okay, I am Brahman, I am that enlightenment. So here is Brahman, but out is Brahma. I get deluded. So in the class or when I am reading, maybe, for a while, this knowledge becomes very clear. But for this wise person, Abhito, everywhere he sees that Brahman everywhere, because ultimately everything is that one consciousness alone. So the ability to see oneness, Vartate, everywhere, not only in the class, but everywhere, not only while reading the Gita, but the famous phrase is in the marketplace. See, when the rubber hits the road, when I'm dealing in the marketplace at work, or when I'm dealing with my teenager, or when I'm having problems at, in my family or in my community, or when I see violence, still the ability to remain centered in this knowledge that, and to remain peaceful under all circumstances can only happen with this right knowledge. That's why they say Muni, such a person is a contemplative sage who has experienced this knowledge and become Viyukta. Viyukta means totally free of all the negativities, anger, greed, jealousy, hatred, competition, selfishness, none of these negative tendencies affect such an individual who is yati. Yati means strive. Strive does not mean, you know, going to the gym and lifting weights or being very, very strong. Strive means one who sincerely and faithfully works on this path. Then he becomes free of fear. Why? Because his thoughts are even yata chetasam. Even his thoughts. See, for you and me, we might be able to control our actions, maybe able to control our speech. They say, no, don't say anything negative. But inside that, so much negativity, so much anger. So if I'm able to control at the thought level, because people say, don't even think negative. Because if you think negative about somebody, sooner or later, you will say something negative or do something negative. So that ability to see Brahman everywhere can only come when my thoughts are under my control. And that can only happen by regular remembrance of the Lord, chanting the name of the Lord. And meditation is one of the ways where you get the ability to control your thoughts. And vidit atmanam, and I know who I am. And we all we have talked about that many times. I think myself to be this individual, male or female, young or old. But all of us are that Brahman, that reality. So that understanding, when it becomes very clear, when it becomes very firm in that individual. And how does that come? Purity of mind and clarity of knowledge. So the mind is pure. No negative habits, tendencies, anger, greed, jealousy. And clarity of knowledge, such a person alone can become fearless. As long as you have these negative ideas, wrong thoughts, as long as I have this selfishness, this desire, then I have fear. I have this object, I might lose it. Talking about fearlessness, there's a very beautiful story. Some of you may have heard about Alexander when he meets that yogi. But I recently heard some more details about that story. It's very interesting. So, and when Alexander the Great conquered Europe and then he came and conquered parts of India, his guru had told him to get three things. When he says, when you go to India, bring mango, bring Bhagavad Gita and bring a yogi. So bring these three things, his guru had told him, his teacher. So mango and Bhagavad Gita he found easily. Now he is looking for a yogi. So he was informed that in this cave up in the mountain, there is this yogi. Now this yogi belonged to what's called as a Ajgar Sampradaya. Ajgar means python. So he belonged to the python groups. He said, well, what do you mean by python? Why would he call himself a python? It's very interesting. A python is a huge snake that never goes looking for its prey, right? Other animals, like the dog or the lion or the cat, they always look for something. Python just waits, doesn't go looking. When the prey comes, he captures it, right? A python doesn't go out searching for animals to eat. He just waits and when animal. So this Ajgar Sampradaya, these sadhus or mahatmas, they never go looking for food. They just sit in their own cave and meditate. If somebody brings them food, they eat. If they don't, even for 1 week, nobody brought food, they won't eat. So that is called Ajgar Sampradaya. It means the ability that I don't need to go begging or looking for food. You know, they go from house to house, Bhiksham Dehi. These great Mahatmas just stay in their home and or their cave. And if somebody brings food, they eat. Today was not meant for me. So this great yogi belonged to that Ajgar Sampradaya where he never went looking for food. And so he was sitting in his cave. It was early morning. And so Alexander sent his soldiers, go bring that guy. I want him to come with me. So they go and he's sitting in his cave and they say, you know, our master, the great Alexander the Great wants to talk to you. He says, who is Alexander the Great? Oh, he has conquered the whole world. He wants to talk to you. He said, if he wants to talk to me, let him come here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going with you. They said, we'll kill you. He said, yeah, that's fine. You can kill me, but I'm not going. If your great Alexander wants to talk, tell him to come here, talk to me. So the soldiers leave. They said, "Sir, he doesn't want to come. He wants you to come and see him." So Alexander says, "Okay, if he's not coming, I have to take a yogi, my guru told me." So he goes and he's surrounded by five soldiers. You know, these kings were always around. Everywhere they went, they were surrounded by soldiers. So he goes to this cave and he sees this yogi. He says, "You know what? I want you to come with me to Babylon, you know, to my country." He says, "Why?" He says, "My guru has asked me to bring you, and I'll give you lots of wealth, and I'll make you very rich, and you know, we'll give you a big house, and you'll be the teacher for the." He says, "Look, I gave up house and things, and all. I'm sitting here. You think I'll go with you to Babylon to get all this house? I'm not interested. You can get out." He says, "If you don't, I will have my soldiers kill you." You know, he got angry because the guy insulted him. He says, "You will kill me?" He says, "Who is the one that is fearless? Am I fearless or you are fearless? How many, look how many soldiers you have around you, five. And I have nobody. So I have, the one who has fear is you. You are the one who should be afraid and you are trying to threaten me. I have given up everything and this body also, you know, it's not me. You want to cut my head, go ahead. Only thing I will request, you know, you are talking too much. Can you move because you are blocking the sun?" You know, the sun is. So the point is that this knowledge, and then that Alexander became immediately realized that he's in the presence of a great yogi. So he sat down and, you know, learned from him. And he immediately became humble because he realized that who I am dealing with. And as Alexander was leaving, one of his rishis, this yogi's name was Dandini Maharaj. He was the Ajgar. One of his students, whose name was Rishi Kalyan, Kalyan Rishi, he was one of the student of this great yogi. And he said, "Sir," he asked his guru, he says, "If I have your permission, I would like to go with Alexander. Not that I will get anything or that I am looking for a house or anything, but he is sincere and we can share this knowledge." So it is said that this Kalyan student, Kalyan Rishi, of this great yogi went with Alexander, and in Greece they called him Kalinas. If you read the history, there is the mention of this great teacher called Kalinas, who was a student of this yogi, who then stayed in Babylon and ultimately gave up his body, stayed for years. So that is all a historical fact. It's not, you know, somebody just made it up. You can read in history that they talked about this great sage called Kalinas who came from India. So the point is that this knowledge makes us fearless, because I realize I am immortal. I never perish. I as consciousness will never perish. The body is a temporary anyway. Whoever is born has to go. So then this, it gives you a state of fearlessness. Even death cannot frighten us. I just would like to spend a couple of minutes talking about the Bhagavad Gita Mahatmya, or the glory of this knowledge, Bhagavad Gita. Somebody asked a great Mahatma, he says, "I don't want to read too many books. Give me a shortcut. How can I reach enlightenment? Give me something easy." So he said, "Read the Bhagavad Gita. If you read the Bhagavad Gita and understand it, enlightenment will be yours." So this is the best book because it is by the Lord himself. But that does not mean just come to the Sunday class, and no, that's not it. One has to read every day, you know, read the Bhagavad Gita. That's why I keep telling everybody, we have this 18 volume set. Everybody please buy that. It's only $27 for 18 chapters, 18 volumes, which is, you know, will last us for another 10 years. I don't think I'll finish Bhagavad Gita for at least another 10 years. The way we are going, we do one chapter a year. So we have 13 chapters left, so 13 years at least. That is if I'm still alive or whoever will be teaching. But the point is that this book everybody should have and everybody should read. But not only the Bhagavad Gita, but the Bhagavad Gita is an advanced text. We think it is simple. Oh, it's karma yoga and all. But the Bhagavad Gita has so many intricacies. That's why Swami Chinmayananda had said that the Bhagavad Gita should be studied, but there are some introductory texts that we have in the office, Tattva Bodh, Atma Bodh, which are introductory texts. By studying those, then Bhagavad Gita will become more clear. And there is also a text called Vivek Chudamani, which is also recommended as a good text for study. And we are doing that every Wednesday night. We have a study group from 8 to 9. And some of us have been, and we have just started Vivek Chudamani, which is about 500 verses, which is a very beautiful text which combines all the knowledge. So the point is that daily study of these scriptures is necessary. Then and then alone this knowledge will become firm. Otherwise, just listening once on Sunday is good. I mean, I'm not saying that it is better than, you know, sitting home and watching TV. But daily swadhyaya and daily practice will only help. And so because I think somebody asked a couple of weeks back, how can we make this knowledge into practice, bring it into our practice, or somebody had asked.
Padmaja's Joshi's lecture,
somebody asked, yes. So same thing. So this is how we can do that. So today we studied about Brahma Nirvanam, this state of enlightenment where this person has no desires because he has discovered the joy within, Anta Sukha, and his mind is at peace, his mind is controlled. He has no doubts about his goal in life, lives, his body, mind and intellect are all under his control because he has knows who am I. I am that consciousness. So that is the goal of this individual, and this individual who has achieved all this will have all these experiences, and that should be our goal for our life. We have only three more verses left for the fifth chapter, which we'll do next week, and then we'll start the yoga of meditation. That will be in May. So the 28th we'll finish this fifth chapter. Any questions, any comments?
I read about Jainism, and when somebody gets diksha, they use limited clothes and limited food.
Yes.
No vessels, they walk barefoot and they don't cut their hair, they pluck them. All those things, isn't it like torturing? Then, I mean, I don't get that. Like, why they think like this will take them to Nirvana?
Well, I think what they are doing is they're trying to rise above the body. Above body identification.
But you know how you said today, like, our body, we are tenants. So you don't destroy your house, but you take care of it. The same thing, you take care of your own body.
Right.
You don't torture the body to get nirvana.
True. But I think what they are doing is tapas. You know, tapascharya. They are doing these austerities, right? Because austerity will help to control the mind, reduce the mind's attachment to the body, quieten the mind and make it single-pointed. So this is their way. Again, I personally don't do it, but Mahavir Bhagwan had clearly said that, and it is practiced by a lot of people, and they seem to benefit from it. If you have met some of these Jain monks, they are very evolved, very, very, like Manik Muniji who comes every year to Bharti's house. Some of you have heard him. Highly evolved soul. And whoever the Jain Munis I have met, they are very calm, they are very humble, they are very non-violent, they are very peaceful. So there must be something in that sadhana that is helping them, you know, because they are highly evolved souls. So,
yeah.
So they do a lot of sadhana. Yes, but it's not for everybody, this path, I think.
Right, because I watch some videos also, like, you know, the young kids, they do diksha and they just do certain things which I don't get it. I'm like harassment kind of things.
Right.
But I don't know.
Yeah, I think it depends how this individual, if they are doing it with the right understanding, if they are doing it with the right knowledge, but it seems to help them. They seem to grow spiritually. So, because what it does is it detaches you from the body identification. So this is maybe an extreme way, but it's not for everybody. That's why monkhood is not for even the, you know, Buddhist monks. They live a life of great, you know, living. Now, in fact, minimalism is becoming very popular now. Right. You know, this minimal, we're living with the minimum things. So this is, they are living with almost nothing. And they are, so I think that it's, I wouldn't be able to do it, but if somebody can do it, but again, it should, no, somebody should not be forced into it or go into, like also, you know, in priesthood and all, you know, if a person goes with the right understanding, but if somebody forces them, the family or somebody, then yes. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramaya, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Akashchit Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti. Shanti Hari Om Shri Guru Deva Hari Om.